We've spent a lot of time considering what people said on Friday, but the fact is that many people said nothing because they didn't vote. Just under 60% of us voted, down over 3% on the last general election. So why, in a country where we love to talk about politics, did so many of us stay at home? A short while ago, I spoke to Stefan Müller. He's an associate professor at the School of Politics at UCD and an expert on voter turnout.
The official turnout that was reported is, I think, 59.7%. But we are not entirely sure how high it actually is. And why is that the case? So the electoral register is inaccurate because several people who are registered in several locations are counted multiple times, and that would then understate turnout. Another example is that some deceased voters who died recently are still on the register. But that's not a new problem. Actually, in fact, it has been raised for at least 20 years. And it is a big problem because if we want to understand is turnout declining, we need to have a reliable measure. What we can do instead of looking at the electoral register is using the voting age population based on the census. And that would suggest that turnout levels are around 3 to 5 percentage points higher.
All right. So even taking that into account, though, should we be worried that so many people aren't voting?
I think we should be very worried because high turnout levels are a good indicator of a healthy democracy. And what's really important as well to note is that the difference between the general election turnout and the local election turnout earlier this year is actually not that large. It's probably less than 10 percentage points. In many other countries, we see that turnout for the second order elections, so local elections, European Parliament elections, tend to be considerably lower than for general elections. In Ireland, that's not really the case. And to me, that shows that, yes, there is a large share of the electorate that votes no matter what the election is about, but there is quite a large share of the electorate that doesn't vote at either important elections or at local elections. And this shows that either there are systematic barriers in voting or not voting, for instance, that people might be working at that time, or they might be abroad, or they might not live close to the polling station. And another reason is also that a lot of potential voters are simply not interested in politics anymore and don't bother voting at any election.
If we accept then that this isn't good, what can we do about it?
Yeah, there are several ways, I think, to reforming the system and improving the system. First of all, we need to fix the electoral register as soon as possible. As I've said, it has been mentioned for 20 years. The Electoral Commission is now working on it, but it is actually, frankly speaking, an embarrassment that we don't know exactly how high turnout is. So this needs to be fixed, first of all, so that we can actually make conclusive statements about voter turnout. Another factor is to think very honestly now about ways of making it easier to vote. One example would be postal voting. So that means that everyone can just cast their ballot over post. And it exists in quite a lot of countries and it's very popular in many countries. So, for example, in Germany, 50% of the votes that were cast at the last general election were actually postal votes. In Ireland, the problem with postal voting is that the campaigns are only 3 weeks and it's a bit unpredictable when the election will take place, so there's not that much time to organize this. Another way of increasing turnout would be making it possible for voters to, for example, go to a local library or their a public building in the week of the last week of the campaign, let's say, and cast their ballot there. So it doesn't have to be on election day. And these are two options that should be discussed that would just make it easier for voters to cast their ballot. Because I think there are two groups in society. One group doesn't vote because they might not be available that day. They might be working or they might be on vacation or they have to take care of their children, for example. And for this group, those reforms could increase voter turnout. But maybe we should also have a discussion about other ways of increasing turnout. One example is reducing the voting age for local elections or European Parliament elections, which quite a few countries have done recently. There are arguments for and against it, and I'm not saying we have to reduce voting age, but for the so-called second order elections, it might be a good idea to at least talk about it, because that would mean that 16 to 7-year-old people could vote. And that also means that when you discuss democracy, PRSTV, and so on in school, many of those students would actually be able to try this out in practice. And comparative research shows that those between 16 and 17 are actually not less interested in politics than those between, let's say, 18 to 24. And their levels of knowledge is also similar. So let's have a frank discussion about ways of increasing turnout. And I believe that reducing the voting age or postal voting or early voting or mobile voting could all be good options.
And that was Stefan Müller from the Politics Department at UCD.